Unit 7. The History of Chess. For centuries, people have been playing chess to improve their concentration and sharpen their critical thinking skills. In fact, chess is considered the oldest game of strategy and skill in the world. The original version, played in India around 500 AD, was devised to practice military strategies and featured pieces that represented a king, his general, horses, chariots, foot soldiers, and even elephants. When the game reached medieval Europe around 1000 AD, however, some of these pieces were changed to reflect European medieval society, which was composed of lords, warriors, religious figures, and a large peasant class. This is the game of chess we know today. The 8x8 square chessboard represents a battlefield on which opposing armies seek to outmaneuver one another. The Indian game's foot soldiers were transformed into pawns, which represent the poor serfs forced to toil under the medieval feudal system. Like medieval peasants, the pawns are the first to be sacrificed during battle and receive little protection. The horses remained unchanged, but in the European version, were stylized as knights, or professional soldiers, who fight for their king. Historically, they defended their kingdom and were able to attack with mobility, which holds true in the rules of modern chess. The chariots of the Indian game were turned into castles, similar to those in which European royalty lived, and the powerful Indian elephants became bishops, representatives of the mighty Catholic Church who stood beside the king and queen. Both the castle and the bishop are pivotal at the end of the game during the final attack or defense. As a reflection of the central figures in medieval Europe, the Indian general was changed into a queen who stands by the king's side on a chessboard as she would have in medieval European courts. The queen is in fact the most commanding piece on the board, capable of attacking via various routes, which is symbolic of the sway held by medieval queens who were close to the king and could sometimes influence his decisions. Although less useful when it comes to offense, the king piece is more important than any other and is the one all other pieces must protect. When the king is captured by the opposing side, the game is over, just as in medieval Europe, when a king surrendered and the kingdom was lost. Seen within this historical context, chess becomes much more than a simple pastime. It depicts how different cultures and peoples composed and conducted themselves, from the military tactics of ancient India to the social relationships of medieval Europe. In this way, chess offers us insights into history that might not have been recorded in traditional textual sources.